IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
And God said, let there be light. And there was light.
The Creator made Adam in his image, then placed the world in his care. May you walk alongside the Creator in righteousness.
God of Abraham, take my child into thy hands, that he may live to thy service.
God has spoken to us before, through Abraham, Noah, Moses, and through Jesus Christ. Why should we be so surprised that God speaks to us now through Muhammad?
Viewpoint,
a critique of movies with religious themes on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program, Viewpoints, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program. In these series of programs called Viewpoints, the movie critique program, we try to criticize movies with spiritual or religious themes. One of those movies that we decided, in fact, to criticize was Ouija, Origin of Evil, directed by Mike Flanagan, produced in 2016. Of course, we haven't come to the end of its critique in the last episodes, so we decided to do so. And my guest speakers in this episode, also, as well as the other episodes, as usual, Sayyid Abdullah and Brother Yasser. Sayyid Abdullah, assalamu alaikum, welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and thank you for having me as usual.
You're welcome. And Brother Yasser, assalamu alaikum, welcome to the studio.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Always a pleasure to be with you, brother.
Thank you very much. The pleasure is all mine. Let's take a listen to a short part of this movie, Ouija, Origin of Evil, directed by Mike Flanagan, produced in 2016, and then we'll be back with his critique. Don't go away.
Let's begin. We invite you into our circle. If that's you, give us a sign.
This is a scam.
We do not attack the clients.
We help people. We give them closure.
You are so weird.
Does she have a lot of problems?
That's nothing too concerning.
What's this?
A Ouija board for work.
Spirit, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Who are you talking to?
What?
Back to the program Viewpoints, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sayyid Abdullah and Brother Yasser, my guest speakers in this episode, like usual, helping me criticize the movie Ouija, Origin of Evil, produced in 2016, directed by Mike Flanagan. Brother Yasser, I'm going to ask you something about the myth or misconceptions about the Ouija boards. What are some of the most common myths or misconceptions about the Ouija boards? Are there any?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, one of the things is that what is the objective of this particular instrument or this tool? As we said previously, it was an instrument, but I found out later on that it was something that came to came into popular culture in the 19th century in the in the United States.
Yes.
And the reason being that people wanted to communicate with lost loved ones because of famine, war, disease, whatever. So this was the reason why it came into being. However, some of the misconceptions could be that, okay, does it actually work? I mean, like I think said in one of the previous sessions we had or episodes we had, that, look, there isn't any evidence that such a thing even works. The only place we actually see it is in movies, right? One other thing we could say is that if someone actually did do it and it worked, who are they going to tell? Are the people they are going to tell, will they believe them? And so on and so forth. Like another misconception could be that you are actually speaking to the person that you are willing to speak to. I mean, who knows who you're speaking to?
Yes.
If it even works, right? So if, for example, if we assume or we kind of just, you know, take it for granted.
That's why in such movies they always emphasize, like at the beginning of their seance or meeting with, for example, a spirit or a dead or a loved one, whatever,
maybe,
to spread out what their name is. It's what they're emphasizing in such movies. Like maybe that.
Maybe figures. Again, that maybe the thing that who knows that that particular again, presuming it worked, presuming that, that there is a communication connection between the person who's doing it and that particular spirit. Who's to say that that spirit doesn't have knowledge of certain things outside of, you know, the knowledge that those people have?
Yes.
You know, we've seen in many other movies
that
they show it that, okay, the spirit has knowledge of other things. So again, that's another misconception. Again, there's many things that can, you know, as you mentioned, that can go wrong also.
Do we have any other instruments of some sort of similar nature?
You have one of the things that we also can, is very popular movies, is a glass ball, right? You have like a glass ball of communication.
Yeah, the crystal ball.
The crystal ball.
Yeah.
Another one is the candles. They have some certain candle things.
Mm.
There's another board, but it's in the shape of a cross. I can't remember what that one's called. It's similar to a Ouija board, but it's another board altogether. It's a satanic thing. Most of the things have become satanic.
Mm.
Again, as I mentioned, it may have been placed in human hands by these forces in order to create these things. It's very possible. Sometimes, like within the Islamic tradition, you have this thing called ihdar ruh, where you
summon.
Summon or the summoning. It's not something completely confined to the Islamic tradition, but we have instances where this has happened.
Mm-hmm.
Some famous ulama, contemporary ulama himself, have done it. Again, you know, it's not up for us to actually deny or affirm certain things because we are not on that level.
Mm.
But we say, okay, it may be possible. It probably is possible.
True.
Anyway.
Thank you very much. Let's take a short break by listening to a part of the movie Ouija, Origin of Evil, directed by Mike Flanagan, produced in 2016, and then we'll be back with our program Viewpoints on RIB English Radio. Don't go away.
Daddy, are you there? Who are you?
Your sister's taking you to school today.
I don't want to go! I want to stay here and talk to my friends.
What friends?
I'll show you. Are you here?
Back to the program Viewpoints, the movie critique program on RIB English Radio, with me, Muhammad Jahad, hosting this program, and Syed Abdullah and Brother Yasser, my guest speakers, helping me criticize the movie Ouija, Origin of Evil, directed by Mike Flanagan, produced in 2016. Syed Abdullah, I'm going to ask you a question regarding epistemology, basically, of such movies or any cult, let's say, driven practices such as this. Do the dead or evil spirits know truth or a specific piece of information that might play havoc with our lives?
It's commonly believed among the, at least let's say, the popular culture, that the spirits of the dead possess knowledge.
Mm.
Now, one of the reasons for that is because it's commonly believed, especially in the paranormal belief, that the spirits of the dead, they live in a realm where time and space is not relevant anymore. And thus, they have a sight to the true nature of the universe and what's happening. So this is something they could observe that me and you cannot observe. So
they are unified with the whole universe.
Yeah. So based on that kind of belief that they said, well, if we can manage to get to these entities and to these souls or spirits, and we could communicate with them, they can give us and relate these realities and these truths to us.
Yes.
Whether it is through a medium, whether it is direct contact or through summoning or through a board or what have you, because this is the belief that we have.
Yes.
Now, interestingly, Islamically speaking, we do say that when a person dies, everything will become clear to him. He will see the true nature of things. Mm-hmm. For example, the ayah in the Quran says, وَكَشَفْنَا عَنْكَ غِطَاءَكَ فَبَصَرَكَ الْيَوْمَ حَدِيدٍ. Yes. Once you die, we remove the veils from your eyes, and then you can see your eyes become as strong as iron, which means you can see the reality of the truth. And then, you know, the guy says, or even like the person who dies is, رَبِّ ارْجِعُونِي. Mm-hmm. Like, please send me back so I can لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا. I want to do good. Because now he can see the true reality mm-hmm. of the universe, the true reality of creation. Mm-hmm. Like, is as if his memory goes back to him.
Yes.
And he gets to perceive things differently. So is it from an Islamic perspective, we do know that those who cross over, they will get to see the reality of the world that we live in. Mm-hmm. And thus, if we can communicate with them, if you can summon their souls like that with Urafa, with the mystics and people who communicate with the people who are died,
right.
they do convey certain truths that we don't see. And they tell us how things happen. So whether this is stemmed from a paranormal belief or a religious belief, at the end of the day, we do believe that these spirits, these souls, live at in a place or a realm where time is not relevant anymore, where space is not relevant anymore, so they have more access to the truths of the universe that me and you can learn from.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Sayyid Abdullah. Let's take a short break, and we'll be back and continue our program, Viewpoints, the Movie Critic Program, on IRIB English Radio. Don't go away.
Something is happening that we can't understand.
I'm concerned about your girl.
What's this about, Father?
What are you doing? I'm not doing it.
The spirit world is dangerous.
They were watching us all those years.
By using the board, you've opened up a portal.
Back to the program, Viewpoints, the Movie Critique Program on IRIB English Radio. With me, Mohammed Jawad, host of this program, and Sayyid Abdullah and Brother Yasser, my guest speakers, helping me criticized the movie Ouija, Origin of Evil, produced in 2016, directed by Mike Flanagan. Well, Brother Yasser, earlier you talked about actually the kind of communication that might be possible actually with the other side, and you said, how can we make sure that, you know, this is, for example, the kind of a spirit that we are talking to? Who's that, you know? So is there any way, or how can we verify our communication with the other side or the spirits if we are summoning or trying to summon them?
I think that's a very difficult thing to actually do. If you want to look at it in a very mystical and a Gnostic manner,
mm-hmm.
you could say that the person who has the ability to do so must be someone of a very high caliber mm-hmm. in order for him to verify that what he's doing is right. The being or the whatever it is that they are in communication with, you know, is intended to communicate with. So it depends on the person,
mm-hmm.
the connection of the person to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the a'imma alayhim as-salam, that type of connection that he has to them will therefore, increase his particular ability to communicate if he wants to do it. First of all, a person is not something that should be done.
Mm-hmm.
Right? First of all, these things in the Islamic
jurisprudence,
it's not frowned upon. It's haram. It's forbidden.
Mm-hmm.
It is forbidden for somebody who to take part in these particular rituals that have these type of effects, to communicate with the jinn or to communicate with other beings.
Is it haram actually for the normal people?
Anybody.
But why do the mystics actually go?
They don't communicate. There are certain individuals who have communicated, but there is maybe unintentionally, they didn't go looking for it.
Mm.
There are certain people who go look for it. So the point of looking for it is forbidden. It's completely haram. Communication is not haram. Looking for communication is haram. Doing mm-hmm. certain rituals uh-huh. that will enable this communication to do. There are a lot of these things written. I mean, it's not something that they know.
But we have actually traditions of the Holy Prophet, for example, going to the cemetery and talking to the dead.
That's the Holy Prophet. But yeah, he's different.
That's what I'm talking about.
He's different.
Like, so it's not forbidden for everybody.
No. For everybody who is not the Holy Prophet mm-hmm. or the A'imah, because what we said in the beginning,
mm-hmm.
the person's connection to the Holy Prophet and the A'imah. So
is
already,
it because of the dangers that it might has in a store for the person it definitely trying have, to communicate?
It has dangers physically, spiritually, mentally,
mm.
emotionally. You can mention all of these things, all the dangers that it can possibly have.
Yes.
There are many stories, again, whether true or false, we don't know.
Right.
About individuals who've tried to not really summon, but, you know, take a particular being under their control.
Mm-hmm.
And we have these stories and so on. And it ended up that instead of that being in the control of you, you became in the control of that particular being. You did, the person did certain things,
mm-hmm,
and so on,
mm-hmm,
thinking that, oh, I'm becoming, you know, famous, but in actual fact, you're not.
Mm.
You're just completely under the control of that particular thing.
Entity, yes.
Yeah, entity or being, whatever that thing may be.
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much, Brother Yasser. That was very interesting. And thank you, my other guest speaker, Syed Abdullah, for your contribution to the program Viewpoints, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio, in which we try to criticize the movie Ouija, Origin of Evil, directed by Mike Flanagan, produced in 2016. And thank you, my dear listeners, for joining us or listening to the program Viewpoints on IRIB English Radio. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Want to hear something cool?
Sure.
Do you know what it feels like to be strangled to death? First, you feel the pressure in your throat. And you start to taste something. Very sour in your mouth. Then, it's like someone lights a match. Right in the middle of your chest. And that fire grows. It fills your lungs and your throat. And all the way behind your eyes. And the last thing you feel is cold. Good night, Romeo.